愿大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters. 啊，
二月份中旬啊，我从非洲回到美国。
In the middle of February, I returned from Africa to the United States. 啊，
让我想到一个问题。
And it made me think about a question.
就是同一个世界啊，生活形态差太多。
Though we live in the same world, but the way we live our life is very different.
在美国是什么都有的社会。
In an American society in which people have everything that they want.
在非洲是什么都没有的社会。
And then in the country of Africa, it is in a world in which people do not have anything.
那这两个在一两天之内，我面对这两个非常不同的生活形态。
And so, within only a few days, I went from two different worlds.
啊，让我们再想到到底我们的生活方式应该怎么来过。
And let us come to ponder what kind of lifestyle should we be living.
我常常在想，我到非洲最大的享受是什么。
Many times I ask myself, what is the greatest luxury for me in going to Africa? 啊，
也常常有人这样问。
Many people also ask me the same question.
啊，最大的享受就是什么都没有。
And the greatest pleasure is that there is I have nothing. 啊，
这是一种享受。
That in itself is a pleasure. 啊，
你带钱去也没有 shopping mall 可以买东西。
When you bring money there is no mall for you to shop around.
也没有这个行动电话。
There is no cell phones.
也没有网路。
There is no internet. 啊，
什么都没有。
There is nothing.
那为什么这是一个享受？
Now, why do I say having nothing is kind of an enjoyment?
因为我们现在在文明社会，生活太复杂。
Because we today live in a civilized world, society in which it complicates our life.
表面上我们在享受很多很现代的文明。
On the surface, we are saying that we are living in a very advanced culture.
那实际上在享受这些文明当中，我们已经被剥夺了更宝贵的享受。
But then in reality, in exchange for such an advanced culture and technology, that we have given up something else.
就是一颗很平静安稳的心。
And that is a calm and a peaceful heart.
还有默想神，跟神在灵里面交通那一种喜乐跟平安。
Also the joy and the peace in which we can meditate to God peacefully.
我想以前跟大家分享过一个经验。
I believe I share with you a past experience.
就是一个小小的经验，想在非洲来过美国的生活。
That a small experience that while I was in Africa, I tried to live the life that I was living here in the United States.
有一次，一个童工啊，带了一个 workman 到非洲去。
There was a holy worker that went with me that he brought with him a walkman.
那个时候我觉得很后悔。
And at that time, I also felt regret.
为什么我没有带呢？
How come I did not think of bringing my own Walkman?
我们在那个地方啊，就可以听听音乐啊。
Then when I am there, I can listen to music.
那第二年我就带去了。
And so the second year, I brought my Walkman. 啊，
当然你如果带 Walkman, 你一定要带录音带。
Of course, if you bring Walkman, you need to bring some cassettes.
那你也不能说一个月只听一个带子。
And then it's hard to just listen to one cassette for that whole month.
那一天听了好几次，三四天都听同样的。
If you listen a few times a day, and then 30 days for that whole month, you listen to the same thing.
所以你就带好几个带子。
And then so I would carry with me a few cassettes.
啊，再来，非洲的电池也不能用，那美国买带过去。
And so you need also to purchase battery and bring battery from the States.
那我就发现心里面多一堆这个 Walkman.
And then I discover in my luggage, in my small luggage, there is one extra package of Walkman and all its accessories.
那到非洲真是麻烦，你又怕别人偷。
And then when you actually go to Africa, you're then worry about people stealing your Walkman.
所以不但行李多了一堆，你整个心就是一直想，哎，有没有人偷我的东西？
And so not only do you have to bring extra things for that Walkman, but then your heart is also wondering, will anyone steal my Walkman?
那后来我就觉得，
And so later on, I conclude,
我不带 Walkman 比带更好。
That it's better if I do not bring a Walkman.
因为圣工做完之后，我没事情做。
Because after I have completed my holy work, there is nothing to do.
那就是一个很清静的时间。
And that is a very quiet time.
你可以到外面看看非洲的星
Then I can go out to walk and look at the clear Africa sky.
那听听外面的这个小鸟，这个或者晚上虫在叫。
And then listen to the birds chirping and also the sounds of nature.
忽然间我发现这么好的享受，为什么我带的 Walkman 把它毁掉呢？
And so I say, such kind of enjoyment, why did I bother bringing a Walkman to disrupt such kind of this kind of pleasure?
所以有时候我看到一个人坐车上飞机，总是要头脑带一个东西在听，也就觉得也很可怜。
And so sometimes when I look at how people travel and they have to bring a Walkman with them, I feel sympathy for them.
为什么一定要被这个所束缚？
Then why do we need to be bound by such things?
为什么我们不能够享受更简单的生活？
Why could we not come to enjoy more of the simple things of life?
当我们在利用物质，常常我们已经被它捆绑了。
When many times we use many of the material things, we discover that we are bound by it.
我们来到美国，有所谓美国的梦。
When we come to America, we have this so-called American dream.
更大的房子。
A bigger house.
更好的车子。
A better car.
还有很多更现代的设备
and even more, luxurious livings.
但是到最后我们发现这些美国梦好像噩梦一样
But then we will come to realize such kind of American dream will become like that of a bad dream.
Nightmare. 就是已经剥夺了我们生活上真正的享受
Because it took away the real enjoyment of our life.
就是心灵上的享受
And that is the peacefulness and enjoyment of our inner hearts.
我们想想看这个世界一直在进步。
And so if we think about this, this world continuously advances.
我记得我第一次在上网络的时候，那个电脑是486。
I remember when I first time I went onto the internet, my PC was a 486.
那你的滑鼠一点一下，可以喝一杯咖啡再回来才上到网上。
And you can click on a link and you can go and get yourself a coffee. And when you come back, then the page would be loaded.
速度很慢。
The speed was very slow.
现在已经换到 Pentium 3.
Now the technology is past Pentium 3.
那应该是速度很快。
And the speed should be faster.
但是想想看，我们的生活是不是因为很多非常现代的设备而生活变成比较休闲？
休闲，leisure，
比较有空闲。
And so because the things has become so much faster.That we also find our livelihood to become more, have more leisure time.
60年代的人曾经预测到21世纪人应该是工作四天就可以了。
In 1960s, people estimate that when people go into the 21st century, people would only need to work 4 days a week.
因为想象到科技的进步会节省很多的时间。
Because they think of the advancement of technology, and the efficiency of the modern worker.She cut off some days.
那现在我们进到二十一世纪。
And now that indeed we have come into the 21st century.
我们不止工作四天。
We not only work 4 days.
有的人平均起来是工作七天。
The average nowadays, people also work into 7 days.
我们越来越忙。
That we discovered that we busy ourselves even more.
所以我们仔细在想，大概我们的生活哪个地方有问题。
And so if we think about what...problems are actually existing.
怎么让我们的生活更简朴？
How do we make our life more of a life of simplicity?
这是一个非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important issue to think
但是我们常常忘记了。
But sometimes many times we forget to think about it.
有一次在欧洲听到一个弟兄在说。
One time in Europe, I heard a brother said.
他说很多欧洲的公司你不休假，他会强迫你休假。
And he said, a lot of the European companies, if you do not take your vacation, they will force you to take your vacation.
这不但是让你休假回来工作效率更高。
It's not only for the purpose that after you take a restful vacation, you have more energy to do your work.
而且每一年要有休假，这是一种人性的生活。
But to have vacation every year, it is a part of a person's daily living.
那个生活的品质才会提高。
And then the lifestyle would be elevated.
但是我们现在看整个工业化的国家里面工作时间最长的大概是在美国。
But if you think about in the society in which people work the most hours, it's probably in the States.
所以有很多人虽然有假可以休，也不敢休，怕休完你工作就没有了。
They are afraid that even though they have vacations to take, they don't take it because they are afraid after they take it, they have no job waiting for them.
那这种生活的复杂不但会影响我们生活的品质，也会影响我们灵性的生活。
Such complexities of life will not only interrupt our life but also interrupt our spiritual aspects.
让我们每个礼拜六非常疲惫的到教会来。
That on Sabbath day we come to church all tired.
来到教会我们的心也没有办法专心。
And that we come to church and our hearts cannot calm down and concentrate.
甚至我们来到教会很早就想要离开，因为我们还有很多事情。
Even that we come to church that we our mind is already thinking of returning home because there are many things to do.
所以有时候我们是有心无力。
And so sometimes we may have the heart but we do not we are not capable.
在神的事情上。
In terms of the spiritual things of God.
那有时候连心也没有了。
But even times we do not even have the heart.
所以我们应该再一次来思想，怎么让我们生活更简单。
And so we once again need to ponder ourselves how to make our life more simple.
当我们进到这个电脑，你去搜寻，像 Google， 你打 simple life。
If you go and search in Google and you type simple life,
你发现你跑出来一堆的资讯，你读不完。
And then you will find that there are many results in which you can't finish reading.
那很多人给你不同的建议，也让你无所适从。
And then people may give you many multiple advices and counsels.
所以我们在向往一个简朴的生活。
And so in going to the direction of a more simple life.
但是我们又缺乏一个正确的指引。
But then we also lack the right direction to find the answer.
我们就常常会发现无所适从。
And then we will discover that
不晓得怎么办。
We do not know what else to do.
但是现在我们信主耶稣。
But today we come to live and believe in Christ.
我们有一个百科全书，就是圣经。
We have this encyclopedia called the Holy Bible.
虽然圣经只有小小本的一本。
Although the Bible is only of a small book.
很多的答案都在里面。
But it contains within itself many answers.
我们这次在费城开一个这个去年冬天再开一个大专青年的联恩会。
In this past winter in Philadelphia Church, we had a senior spiritual convocation.
我们开始设计四年的这个 program.
And we tried to establish a four-year program.
然后比较注重生活上生活上怎么属灵化。
And the topics are more life applicable.
但是很多的参加的人忽然间发现一件事情。
But a lot of the attendees discover one thing.
原来圣经里面有很多的原则是可以应用在很实际日常的生活上。
They discover that the many things in the Bible is actually very well applicable to their daily living.
圣经不只是讲属灵的、属天的、来世的。
That the Bible does not only talk about the spiritual, about the future.
对我们世界上每一天的生活其实都有很清楚的指引。
But it has a very clear directions to our everyday living and our present life.
只是因为我们圣经不是很熟，所以不知道它记载在哪里。
But it's just that we ourselves are not very familiar with the passages of the Bible so that we do not know how to apply it.
其实每一件事情圣经都有答案。
Actually, in all things, the Bible have the answer.
所以我们要过一个简朴的生活，应该从圣经来看怎么指引我们。
And so to live a simple lifestyle, we must look into the answers provided in the Bible to guide us.
首先我们要看圣经里面神要用一些人都有这种的操练。
If you look into it, there are many characters in the Bible in which God used into how to live a simple life.
要经历简朴。
And to make them and shape them into living a simple life.
为什么？
Why?
因为人要经历简朴的生活，人的心才有办法专注在神的事情上。
Because when one have more of a simple life, their heart can be more dedicated to the things of God.
那人的心都没有办法专心在神的身上，我们没有办法在神的面前专心服侍他。
If our heart is not able to concentrate into the things of God, then how are we able to serve God?
我们现在举几个例子来看。
We can look into several examples.
摩西。
Moses.
摩西从1岁到40岁。
Moses at his age of 1 to 40.
我们如果从圣经来看，他的生活是相当的复杂。
If we look into the Bibles, how it records his first stage of life, it is very complicated.
因为摩西住在王宫里面。
Because Moses at that time lived in the palace.
圣经里面特别说他有最终之乐。
And the Bible said he had all the luxuries that he wanted.
最终的快乐。
pleasures of a sinful life.
好，那这个最终的快乐，当然我们现在没有办法很清楚知道什么。
And as to the pleasures of a sinful life, we do not know exact things.
但是从最后旧约圣经想起来它不外乎几件事情。
But from the Old Testament, we can see a few things.
就是圣经里面讲弹琴然后唱消闲歌曲。
That he can play the music and sing the popular songs.
然后喝酒。
Drink.
然后在睡最舒服的床。
Sleep in the most comfortable bed.
然后吃最好的羊羔。
And to eat the best.
当然这个就是一种享受。
Of course, these are all considered as pleasures.
那在王宫里面呢，我们还可以看到他学习埃及一切的学问。
And also, while he was in the palace, he also obtained all the education of the Egyptians.
这是他思想上的复杂。
And this is the complications of his intellect.
因为埃及上的学问表示他可以接受很多不同社会的事情。
Because of the education from Egypt, he is able to understand and accept many of the different cultures.
还有他的地位的复杂。
And also the complications of his status.
当你是一个默默无名的人，没有人注意你。
When you're just a commoner, no one really take notice.
当一个人已经进到很高的地位，
But when one exalts himself in the high position,
大家注意你。
Everyone turn their eyes upon him.
所以让我们的生活没有办法单纯化。
And so it forces our life not to be simple.
那摩西要服侍神。
And so Moses wants to serve God.
要带以色列百姓出埃及。
He needs to lead the people out of Egypt.
他需要有神的同在。
He needs the abidance of God.
所以神要训练他。
And so God needs to train Moses.
让他整个生活能够专心焦点注重在神的身上。
So that Moses' life can be encircled only that around God.
所以摩西被带到旷野牧养。
And so that is why Moses was brought into the wilderness to tend the sheep.
这四十年什么都没有。
In the next 40 years, he had nothing.
最终的快乐没有。
He had no more the pleasures of a sinful life.
埃及一切的学问没有。
There is no more the knowledge and the wisdom of Egypt.
王宫的地位没有。
There is no position of a prince in Egypt.
那剥夺了他的一切。
And so everything was taken and stripped away from him.
使他的心能够紧紧跟神连在一起。
So that his heart can be directly linked to that of God.
那这要四十年的操练。
And this requires 40 years of training.
那这个操练结束了。
And after 40 years of training has
passed, 那摩西就进到另外一种的复杂。
Then Moses went into another 40 years of complications.
这是单纯当中的复杂。
And this is the complications within the simplicity itself.
神要交代他300万的以色列百姓。
That God wants him to lead a great number of the people of Israel.
你可以想想看，300万的以色列百姓，他要带领他们生活有多复杂。
About 3 million people of Israel. How complicated is that to Moses' life?
如果你自己经营一个公司。
If you are responsible for a company,
300人就好了。
Let's say even 300 people under you.
你想想看，你有多少事情？
You think about how many things do you have to worry about?
所以摩西确实有很多事情。
And so Moses indeed had many things in his hands.
但是我们看摩西在那个时候已经很单纯。
But then if you look into Moses at that moment, he was very simple.
也就是他整个心就是对准在神。
Because that is to say, his whole heart is only directed that to God.
他常常进到会幕里面。
Many times he went enter into the tent of the tabernacle.
然后云柱一直下来。
And then the pillar of cloud would descend.
然后他就在云柱里面跟神面对面讲话。
And so in the midst of the pillar of clouds, he talks to God one-on-one.
所以在很复杂的工作里面。
So in this complicated task that he has,
他没有失去人生的一个焦点。
He did not forsake the most critical things of his life.
就是要对准神。
And that is to be directed to God.
从神得到能力。
That from God he shall obtain strength.
从神得到指引。
From God that he shall obtain direction.
从神得到满足。
From God he shall obtain fulfillment.
所以我们看摩西的生活。
And so if we look into the life of Moses,
是从复杂到单纯。
He went from complexity into simplicity.
然后在单纯当中再复杂。
And then from simplicity, it becomes into complexity again.
所以他没有迷失。
So he did not lose himself.
那现在我们的问题在哪里？
So what is the problem or where do we go wrong?
我们在世俗上生活。
We live in this complicated world.
非常复杂。
It is a very complicated life indeed.
那现在我们来信耶稣。
And now we come to believe in Christ.
我们的生活还是很复杂。
Our life is still very complicated.
所以我们没有经历过摩西在旷野那一种单纯的操练。
But we have not gone through that kind of training that Moses have gone through in the wilderness.
因此，虽然我们信了耶稣
，So even though we have come to believe in Jesus Christ,
我们面对复杂的社会
，We still face the complex world.
我们的心还是很复杂。
But our heart is still very complex.
所以我们得不到力量
，So we are unable to receive strength.
因此，今天我们需要的操练
，And so today the training that we need to receive.
就是要经历单纯
，And that is to go through the training of simplicity.
然后你回到复杂的生活，才不会迷失。
And then when we return to more to the complicated society, we will not lose ourselves.
那什么叫做从复杂中回归单纯
？And so, what does it mean to go from complexity into a simple, a simple life?
这并不等于说信了耶稣之后，你要把什么东西都卖掉。
It does not mean that after you have come to believe in Jesus Christ, that you need to forsake everything you possess.
好像主耶稣说，我连放枕头的地方都没有，我今天最单纯，我跟耶稣一样，不是这样。
As Jesus has said, there is even no place for me to lay my head to sleep.So I will forsake everything just as Jesus has done.
所谓单纯的操练
But what it really means to be a training through simplicity
就是再一次的要操练我们自己让我们的心能够集中在主耶稣的身上
That is to train our inner heart so that our focus can be only directed that to God.
也就是以神的国神的义做我们生活的目标
And that is to also say that for the kingdom and the righteousness of God,That we strive
那么用这样重新再来安排我们的活动
And so from here that we renew and replan and reshape the how we live our life
重新再来安排我们的生活方式
How we reorganize the way we have our lifestyles
那虽然我们也可能有很多事情要做
And since we have many things that we do need to accomplish To do and accomplish
但是我们的心已经变得很单纯
But then our heart has become one that is simple
就是我是在追求神
And that is, I am pursuing after God.
我是在追求神的国跟神的义
I am pursuing after the kingdom and righteousness
那我们就不会在复杂当中失去的力量
Then we will not lose our strength in the midst of complexity.
主耶稣在世界上给我们设下一个榜样
Jesus, while he lived in this world, has set us a very good example.
生活是怎么样的单纯
How simple his lifestyle was.
我们所要学习的就是这样。
And this is what we need to learn.
所以我们今天生活常常需要在这一方面再一次来思想。
So in this aspect, our lifestyle need to be rethought.
圣经里面记载以利亚。
The Bible also records that of Elijah.
以利亚要恢复以色列百姓的信仰。
Elijah, his mission was to return the faith of the Israelites.
这个也是一个很大的工作。
And this itself is also a great task.
那神要训练他单纯。
And God wants to train him to be simple first.
你要进到王宫去。
You need to go into the palace.
去见这个王。
You need to go see the king.
那先把他送到基利西旁。
And then send him into the brook of Gilead.
什么都没有。
And there is nothing there.
连食物也没有
And there is no food there.
是这么的单纯
to live a simple life.
所以摩西这个以利亚在那个时候
And so Elijah at that time,
他只有一个焦点
he only have one thing to focus.
就是他的心要焦点要对准神
And that his heart needs to put directly to that of God.
要相信神要仰望神
that he needs to believe in the words of God and to yearn after God.
所以乌鸦每一天叼饼给他吃
And so the crows every day brought food for him to eat.
这是因为神叫他叼饼。
It is because God commanded the crows to bring him food.
不是以利亚叫他叼饼。
It is not that Elijah commanded these birds to give him food.
所以他如果专心对准神。
And so if he concentrate and concentrate himself toward God.
信靠神。
If he come to rely on God.
乌鸦就叼饼给他吃。
Then the crows will bring him food to eat.
虽然那个溪水渐渐的减少。
Even though that the brook Cherith begins to dry up.
他如果对准那个溪水。
But he, if he focus on the brook itself.
天天在看在想那个水干了怎么办。
If he constantly only look at the brook and say, what happens if it dries up?
他就没有力量。
Then he will lose his faith.
他要对准神。
But he needs to put his faith on God.
是神叫我来的。
It is because God told me to be here.
神会负责。
God will be responsible.
所以当溪水干了。
And so when the brook dried up.
神就带他到寡妇的家。
Then God brought Elijah into the house of the widow.
那在寡妇的家里面。
And then in the house of the widow.
他要对准神。
He needs to also put his faith in God.
因为他那个面只有一点点啊。
Because the woman only had a little bit bread left.
如果你那个注意力看那个面。
If you only, if he had only focused on the little amount of bread
left. 那你天天就忧虑，面吃完以后我还吃什么？
And he would constantly worry to himself, after we have eaten the last piece of bread, what are we to do next?
但是因为他的心懂得对准神。
But it's because his heart is able to focus on the things of God.
变成很单纯。
But he become a very simple life.
我的生活我就是要面对神。
In my life, that I'd only need to look upon God.
结果那一点点面一点点油用不完。
And then there, the miracle happened that the oil and the bread, and the bread, the flour did not, was not used up.
今天我们的注意力太注重生活的困难。
Today, our focus have been focused too much on the difficulties and the complexities.
我的工作是不是保得住？
Are we able to hold on to my job?
我的生活是不是会发生问题？
Is there a disruption to my current lifestyle?
而忘记了最单纯的一种生活方式是你的心仰望神。
But we have tend to forget that the most simple lifestyle is that we just put our focus in God.
专心的信靠他。
Only to come to rely on God.
那你就发现在面对复杂的生活里面，神会带领你活出一条道路出来。
You will discover that when we live in this complex society, that God will lead us gradually one by one through each task.
我们现在看大卫跟保罗。
Then if we look into David and Paul,
他说他的一生只有一件事情。
They say that in their life there is only one thing.
好，我们现在看诗篇的27篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 27.
诗篇的27篇。
Psalms 27.
第四节。
Verse 4.
诗篇二十七篇的第四节。
Psalms 27 verse 4。
有一件事情我曾经求过神，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在神的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。请你读。
One thing I have desire of the Lord that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord.All the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
大卫说有一件事情。
David here said, there is one thing.
我曾求神。
That I have desire of the Lord.
我仍要寻求。
That I will seek.
我曾求神就是表示过去。
And then he said, I had, have desire that is in past tense.
有一件事情我过去认为是最重要的。
That in the past, there was one thing that I felt as the most important thing.
我现在还是当作最重要。
And today I still will continue to seek after.
那大卫我们如果看他的生活。
Now if we look into the life of David.
他做王之前的过去是什么？
What is before he was a king, what was his kind, what was his lifestyle?
就是在旷野被扫罗追来追去追杀。
And that was he wanders around in the wilderness escaping his life and being pursued after King Saul.
在最不顺利的时候。
That in the most difficult and times of his life.
他全心全力仰望神。
That his whole heart is dedicated only to seek after the will of God.
他知道神跟他同在。
He knows that God abides with him.
他看到神给他开一条路。
He sees that God opens a path for him.
经过死荫的幽谷。
And that through the valley of the shadow of death,
但是他没有受害。
But he had felt no harm.
因为他焦点对准神。
Because he had put his reliance on God.
然后他说我仍要寻求这一件事情。
And so he said, I will seek this one thing that I have desired.
后来大卫做了王。
And after David had become king,
他生活很忙碌。
And his life is very busy.
你可以想想王不是很忙碌吗？
Isn't the task of being a king a very a busy lifestyle?
但是他还是有一件事情他认为最重要。
But there is still one thing that he felt as the most important.
是什么？
And what is that?
就是一生一世住在神的殿中。
And that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
旧约时代殿当然是物质的殿。
In the Old Testament, when it talks about the temple, it is referring to the physical.
新约时代的殿。
But the temple that is referred to in the New Testament.
当然人的心就是神的殿。
As it says to us that the heart is the temple of God.
神住在我们里面。
God dwells in our heart.
那也可以指的教会。
And that can also refer to the church.
在教会里面来瞻仰神的荣美。
That in the church of God that we shall behold the beauty of the Lord.
在神的殿里面来祷告求问神。
That in the temple that we pray to him and we inquire of God.
那以现在的话来说。
And in terms of relating to our today's life.
不管你礼拜一到你从第一天到第六天有多忙。
No matter how busy we are in the first day to the sixth day.
如果第七天能够把它抓准。
If the seventh day we can hold on to,
我们的信仰不会受影响。
Then our faith will not be shaken.
所以一个礼拜最重要的一天是第七天。
And so the whole week, the most important day of the week is the Sabbath.
因为这一天是我们跟神建立关系的一天。
Because this is the day in which we establish our relationship with God.
这一天是我们大家瞻仰神的荣美的一天。
This is the day in which we behold the beauty of the Lord.
这一天是要我们来求问神的一天。
This is the day in which we come to inquire that of God.
那为什么人在忙碌中信仰会迷失？
Now why is it that people busy themselves, when they are busy in their lifestyle, that they lose themselves?
因为第七天流失了。
Because they have given up the Sabbath day.
亲近神、仰望神、跟神亲密的那一天没有了。
To draw close to look after God, that day in which they do all these things have been given up.
我们知道挪亚那个世代圣经怎么描写。
We can see how the Bible describes the generation of the time of Noah.
好，我们现在看马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
好，马太福音的二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
38节啊。
Verse 38.
37节。
Verse 37.
当挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也怎样。38节。
38.
洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进了方舟那日。39节，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全部都冲去了。人子降临也要这样。这里讲说挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要这样。
It says that as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be.
好，那挪亚的日子怎样？
And so what is the days of Noah?
大水来把当时的世代全部都毁掉。
And that the great flood came and then wiped out the whole mankind.
只有八个人得救。
Only eight people were saved in the ark.
好，那人子的日子是怎样呢？
And so what is that of the coming of the Son of Man?
主耶稣再来要用火把这个世界烧掉。
When Jesus Christ comes the second time, he will cleanse this world with fire.
审判要来临到。
And judgment will come to everyone.
世界要毁灭。
The world will have its final day.
好，但是挪亚那一个世代的人，
But in the days of Noah,
圣经说对洪水来到不知不觉。
That they did not know when the flood came.
怎么有可能不知不觉呢？
How do they not know that the flood came?
因为挪亚到处传警告。
Because at that time, Noah did preach about the warning.
挪亚一生只有两件事情。
In the time of Noah, he only had two tasks.
第一个造方舟，第二个传警告。
One is to build the ark, the other is to preach the warning.
洪水要来了，你们要进入方舟才可以得救。
The great flood is coming, you must enter into the ark in order to be saved.
那为什么那个世代会不知不觉呢？
Now how is it that that generation did not know?
关键是在38节。
The perspective comes in verse 38.
说人照常吃喝嫁娶。
That they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
好，那吃喝嫁娶本身有错吗？
And now, is there anything wrong in terms of them eating and drinking, marrying and giving into marriage?
没有错。
There is no wrong in this.
因为婚姻是神设立的。
Because marriage was established by God.
所以嫁娶这是自然。
So marriage is the part of life.
圣经说，神让我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
And the Bible also records that we are able to eat and drink. That itself is also a gift and blessing from God.
错在哪里？
But where has this gone wrong?
把吃喝嫁娶当作人生的焦点。
But they put eating and drinking and marrying as the only thing in their life.
那对人生真正重要的事情，你就不知不觉。
And then as to the most important thing of life, they become numb and ignorant.
那重要的事情就是预备洪水来到。
That important thing is to prepare themselves for the great flood.
那今天我们在等待主耶稣再来。
And so today we wait for the coming of Jesus Christ.
说不定我们这一代可以看得到。
So perhaps in this generation we can see with our own eyes.
但是也说不定我们看不到。
And there is also a chance that we may not see it in our
generation. 但是我们死的那一天就是等于世界的末日。
But the day we breathe our last is equivalent to the second coming.
那这一天一定会到。
And this day will surely come.
我不知道什么时候到。
We just don't know when it will come.
可能就在今天。
Perhaps it may be later today.
可能三十年以后。
Maybe it'll be 30 years after.
但是如果我们把生活复杂化，
But if we complicate that of our own life,
天天注重吃喝嫁娶，
that we only focus on what to eat and drink and to marry,
我们就会对属灵的事情不知不觉。
Then we will become numb to the spiritual things.
因此我们这个礼拜六很重要。
So that is why the Sabbath day is so important.
因为在礼拜六这一天，我们如果可以对准神，
Because on the Sabbath day, if we are able to focus and
好好祷告，被神的灵充满
，and to pray to God and to be filled with His Spirit,
好好来默想神
，and to meditate upon the word,
心中得到平安，得到力量
，and receive this peace and power in our hearts.
那我们回到我们现实的生活，从礼拜天到下一个礼拜五，我们就不会迷失。
And then when we return to the daily living the week after, then we will not lose ourselves.
所以我们要注重这个安息日的聚会。
So we need to look emphasize importantly on on the Sabbath day.
有一次有一个弟兄在提到他的见证。
There is one brother that shared about testimony.
他说有一段时间他开始注重安息日。
There is one time he said in his life that he emphasized on the Sabbath.
其实他的工资常常要他要 on call.
A lot of times when he worked for his company, he has to be on call that day.
但是当他开始注重属灵的事情。
But when he discovered when he shifted his focus onto the spiritual thing.
真的很特别，神就让他得到安息，工资很早打电话找他。
He discovered that the company did not call him up on Sabbath day after he put this emphasis.
有一天礼拜五。
There was one time on Friday.
在这个美国在怎么球赛。
There was a big sports event.
他没有去聚会啊。
He did not go to church.
他就花三个小时在看球赛。
And so he spent that 3 hours Friday night to look at the ball game.
结果第二天他的公司就打电话找他。
And then the second day, the day after, his company made a call.
从教会里面就找他去上班了。
When he was at church, he got called to the office.
从十点上到一点。
And then from 10 o'clock, he had to work till 1 o'clock.
刚好是三个钟头。
And it was 3 hours.
所以这个给他一个提醒。
And this reminded him,
如果你注重安息日，神就赐福给你。
If you emphasize on the Sabbath day, and then God will bless you.
让你真的得到安息。
Then you will.Indeed, receive rest.
但是如果我们不注重
But if we do not emphasize,
神就让你的生活回到平常
Then God will let your life go back to normal.
享受不到安息
And then you will not receive the rest.
所以我们生活要单纯
So our life need to be simple.
这样我们在安息日才有办法真的很专心来遵守
Then on our Sabbath day, we are able to concentrate on the things of God.
因此我们从礼拜五太阳下山从礼拜五太阳下山
And so from Friday night when the sun goes down
我们应该对准神
We need to focus on God
任何一件事情跟遵守安息日敬拜神没有关系的可以停止要尽量停止
Anything that is not related to that of the spiritual we should put it on hold
比方说看电视
For instance watching TV
上网聊天
Going onto the internet to chat
Shopping
Or shopping
这些可以停止的要尽量停止
These kind of things that can be put on hold, we need to put on hold.
我们才有办法专心对准神，让我们重新得力。
Then we can only put our only then can we put our focus on God and then be renewed.
那如果从礼拜五太阳下山
，But if after the sun goes down on Friday night,
我们还是注重吃喝嫁娶。
That we still focus on eating and drinking and marrying.
虽然我们肉体来到教会
Though our physical has come to the church.
我们的心对神就会不知不觉
But then our hearts toward God will be numb.
没有感受
There will be no feeling.
因为我们没有办法专心
Because we are unable to concentrate.
所以我们到教会里面来
So when we come to church.
除非紧急关乎生命不然不要接电话 Cell phone turn off.
Unless there's something life-threatening, we should turn off everything such as even our cell phone.
其实一个人最大的享受就是安静的时间。
Actually, for one to have the greatest enjoyment is to quiet himself.
为什么我们在教会里面还要被电话所缠绕呢
？Why, while we are still in church, that we need to be bound by phone calls?
在神的面前，好像玛利亚，我们专心来思想神、听神的话，不是更大的福气吗
？In the presence of God, just like Mary, to be sitting before the feet of God to listen to His word.
所以我们要回归单纯。
So we need to go back to a simple lifestyle.
回归单纯不等于说什么都没有。
Does not mean to go to have a life of simplicity that we have nothing.
回归单纯是我们要控制我们所有的。
But that to have a life of simplicity that we are able to control the things that we have.
而不是我们被我们所有的控制。
It's not that we are being controlled by the things that we possess.
这是非常重要的一点。
This is a very important aspect.
我记得有一个信徒在见证。
There is a believer that shared his testimony.
他刚刚来美国，经济很困难。
When he came to the United States, he had the difficulty in financial.
所以他有这个习惯，就是每一天他花什么钱，几分几钱几毛都记下来。
That he keep a very specific detailed records of what he spent.
那一个月下来，他就发现哦，我这个用巴拉用了几百块。
And then he after one month is up, he realized of where he spent his money.
啊，难道太多了？
And you say, oh, this is too much.
然后就从那个几分几几块钱啊去删哦，这个可以省，这个可以省，把它删掉。
And so when he list out the item, he said, okay, I can save in this item, I can save in that item.
然后他就可以控制下一个的预算跟他的收入一样。
And then he can more make a balance for the next month.
所以我们常常想我的生活要怎么单纯。
And so sometimes we think about how to simplify our life.
有时候我们需要写一下日记。
Sometimes we need to also keep ourselves a diary.
因为我每一天都觉得很忙啊。
Because we feel so busy in our daily life.
那到底我每一天做了什么事情？
And so what have we been doing in our daily life?
你就每天写日记，我做这个多少时间，多少时间，多少时间。
And so in our diary, we write what, how much time we spent on this thing and that thing.
然后一个月下来。
And then after one month is up.
我们仔细一项一项来想，这个事情，这个事情是不是可以把它减短？
And then we think about this task, this amount of time I spent here.Am I able to decrease?
我举几个例子来讲。
For instance,
比方说我们现在在买东西有很多的 rebate.
For instance, when we are buying some things, there are some rebates.
我想大家很多人用这个事情。
I believe a lot of us look at rebates.
因为你可以省很多的钱。
Because you can save a lot of money.
但是你仔细想
But if you think about it,
如果你买一个东西 rebate 是10块钱。
If you buy something and its rebate is $10.
第一个，你花多少的时间去填这个表？
How much time do you spend on filling out the rebate form?
你花多少的时间去注意这件事情
？How much time do you spend in looking for this rebate?
第三个，如果那个 rebate 没有来，你花多少的时间再去找回来
？And the third is the after if this rebate did not come, then how much time do you spend in pursuing after in customer service to get your rebate?
那你所花的这些时间跟精神，难道只有20块钱吗？
Now the time and the energy that you spent on this $10 rebate, is it worth it?
所以我们在追求很多表面上我们在节省，但是实际上已经让我们生活复杂化了。
So on the surface, we seem as though we are trying to save in certain things, but actually it has complicated our life.
那这是不是 rebate 不行呢？当然不是。
It's not to say that the rebate is not allowable.
是我们要怎么做到？我们的生活能够单纯，以这个最大的目标来考虑。
But to use that example to how to make our life more of that of a simple one.
第二个
，the second，
我们现在很多 on sale.
Today we may have a lot of things on sale.
这是美国社会一个特色。
This is the specialty of American society.
好，我们现在看一个月我们花在 shopping 当中，我们多少个时间
？And then we look at one month, how much time do we spend on shopping?
那我们省了多少钱？
And then how much time, how much have we saved?
然后我们再来想，我们所花的那一些时间，真的就是值得那一些省下来的钱吗
？And now the time that we spent, is it equivalent to, equivalent to the amount of money we saved?
好像不止这样，包括我们的心所投进去的。
Not only that, but also the amount of that we have put in terms of our heart.
所以我们生活要简单了，这不是说你什么都没有就是简单了。
It's not to say for our life to be simple that we possess nothing.
所以生活的是简单，是从你的观念的最深处开始着手。
But the simple life comes from first our concept of how to live a life.
就是我要以神的国、神的义为主。
And that is for the kingdom and the righteousness of God.
要追求神为主。
To pursue God as number one.
这样来安排我们的生活。
And this to list out the priorities of our life.
因此我们不一定要追随社会的潮流生活方式。
And therefore, we need not to pursue after and go after the flow that the society is.
这是我们从这个大卫的追求的一件事情可以想得到的。
This is from that perspective of David that we can learn from.
好，我们再看保罗讲的一件事情。
Then also look at what Paul says.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
13节到14节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14.
腓立比书三章十三节到十四节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14.
弟兄们，我不是觉得自己已经得着了，我只有一件事情，就是忘记背后，努力前面。十四节。
14.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面照我得来的奖赏。这里保罗说，我只有一件事情。
Here Paul says that I only have one thing.
好，就是啊，要努力前面，向着标杆直跑。
And that is to reach forward to those things which are ahead.
啊，那保罗的标杆是什么
？And I press toward the goal. What is the goal of Paul?
就是将来能够回到神的面前。
And that is in the future that he can return to the presence of God.
把神的工作做好，能够得到神的奖赏。
To do God's work so that he can receive God's heavenly reward.
那因为这个标杆。
And because of this goal,
所以啊，他要忘记背后。
Therefore, he needs to forget those things which are behind.
也过去他所追求的，觉得跟现在跟这个标他的目标不一样的，全部都给他过去了，不再重复。
Things that are behind and which have no relation to what the goal that he has today.
好，所以我们生活要改变。
And so we need to change our lifestyle.
对属灵的追求没有帮助的，会影响的，要尽量让它过去。
That things that are have no relation to our spiritual life, that we need to forget these things and put it behind us.
比方说，我们一个礼拜里面有很多的activity 啊，活动的安排。
This one week we will have a lot of we may have a lot of plans.
我们要用一个最基本的原则来衡量。
Then we have to use the most basic decisions to measure.
除了说这是工作，我不能够不做之外。
Besides work that I cannot forsake,
我这个活动跟我在属灵上的追求有没有关系？
This activity, this event, is it beneficial to my spiritual, my spirituality?
如果没有关系，
if it has no relation,
这可以放在最后面。
Then this could be put into behind me.
不做也没有关系。
If I do not do it, it is okay.
那这样啊，我们把这个活动啊做一个安排。
And so if we relist our activity this way.
那对这个属灵的追求啊，会影响的，我们应该有说 no 的这种勇气。
And then to things that are have no benefit to our spirituality, we will have more of a courage to say no.
好，今天我们包括在教会里面的活动。
Today, even including the activities that we have in church.
有时候我们到教会里面，好像马大一样，忙得一团糟。
Sometimes we come to church and we are like Martha, that we are so busy.
我们要重新再去思考，在教会里面的活动是不是真的都对准神。
And so we must again think about the activities that we have at church. Is it completely directed toward God?
如果对属灵没有帮助的活动，也可以停止。
But if it is some activity that is not beneficial to the kingdom and righteousness of God, then we can stop it.
因为我们的生活要单纯。
Because we need to have a simple lifestyle.
我们才有办法像玛利亚一样，能够专心的追求神。
Then we can only then be as simple as Mary to pursue after Jesus himself.
所以我们要常常自我反省。
And so we need to meditate and ponder.
用一个最基本的观念来调整生活。
To make a most basic fundamental to adjust our lifestyle.
就是我的生活是以追求神为目标。
And that is my life is focused on pursuing after God.
我只有一个标杆。
There is only one goal.
因此我要忘记过去的生活方式。
And so I'm to forget those things which are behind.
使我生活单纯。
And so that my life can be simple.
这样的话，我们才能够得到神的喜欢。
Only then can we find ourselves pleasing God.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
452首。
Thank you.
来祷告。
I would like to kneel down and pray.
我们四月份的下半旬，我们就会有灵恩布道会。
In April, we will also again have our spiritual convocation.
我们现在要开始来准备啊，这个灵恩布道会。
And we also need to prepare for the evangelical service.
其实有两个很重要的准备方法。
There are two important ways in which we can prepare.
第一个，请我每一个人为这件事情祷告。
First is that we ask everyone to keep this in your prayer.
多祷告，神跟我们同工，我们就发现做圣工是很简单的。
We pray more, then God work with us, then we discover the work we do for Him will become more easier.
第二个就是请我们多带慕道朋友来。
And also second is to bring more true seeker and friends.
因为信道是从听道来的。
Because for one to believe, one needs to first hear the word.
那如果我们大家都尽量来做这两件事情，
Now, if every one of us strive hard to do these two things,
我们会看到神在祝福我们灵恩布道会。
And we will see how God will bless our spiritual convocation.
让我们信仰能够大大的进步。
That our faith can our belief can also increase in strength.
慕道朋友也能够增加。
And then we can also increase our members.